These are the letters. First one, Truth and Healing, from September. The truth of the matter is that the Lutheran denomination was remarkably uninvolved in the boarding school movement. I've researched the list of over 400 Indian boarding schools released in May and found only two Lutheran schools, in Wittenberg, Wisconsin, and Green Bay, Wisconsin, which operated only briefly for 4 years from 1904 to 1908. By contrast, I did find many references to certain other denominations. Comparatively, then, the Lutheran Church had a different role in the movement than these other denominations, and more research needs to be done as to why the Lutheran Church was so uninvolved, writes Dale Hume of Minneapolis. Judy Renner of New Glarus, Wisconsin, writes, "You may perhaps consider me blind, but I'm not certain of the crime or crimes committed at the Lutheran-related Indian boarding schools. Were the children malnourished or housed in unheated rooms? Were the children abused physically or sexually? Were they simply subjected to the Bible stories and truths we are all God's children, telling us of God's love? Were the teachers expected to relate the tales of the God as seen by the Native American Indians? How was that possible? It seems as yet another attempt to criticize us for something we did not participate in, but yet should be feeling guilty for." Donald Hines writes about A Place for Dad from September. "How wonderful to read about the mission for fathers and their children at St. John's in Dubuque, Iowa, my long-ago hometown. I was particularly struck that the Almost Home sees itself as a Matthew 25 mission. This reminds me of how decades ago many ELCA congregations self-designated as Reconciling in Christ churches, which is to say LGBTQ-friendly, and how nice it would be if many ELCA congregations would follow the examples of some Presbyterian and Methodist churches, and also the ELCA Southwest California Synod, in raising consciousness about the least of these by naming such churchly efforts Matthew 25 missions." Richard Hoyer of Wichita, Kansas, writes about the Deeper Understandings column from August. Professor Ira Brent Driggers writes, "The real mission of God is the healing of broken humanity." But Paul says, "In Christ God was reconciling the world to himself, not counting their trespasses against them, and entrusting the message of that reconciliation to us." Healing broken humanity doesn't seem to equate with the need for reconciliation with God. In her column, Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eaton does a better job of describing the mission of God by quoting Martin Luther in his small catechism on the second article of the Apostles' Creed. Quote, "He, or Jesus, has done all of this in order that I may belong to him."